This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week here on Total Information AM on KMOX, we dive into the latest law-related stories with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young, and he joins us again this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
I noted, and you sent this to me, two former star athletes at Mizzou, basketball standout Sophie Cunningham and former MU quarterback Drew Locke. They have joined with hundreds of other athletes suing the NCAA. What's this case about?
Well, first of all, Megan, there's something called the House Settlement, and House is the name of one of the plaintiffs. And it's a settlement that was supposed to resolve all of these name, image, and likeness lawsuits. And it provides the number is $2.8 billion in back damages to athletes who couldn't profit off of name, image, and likeness revenue deals. But this settlement, proposed settlement rather, has an opt-out procedure. And we're seeing, like you mentioned, Drew Locke, and we're also seeing other stars like Sophie Cunningham are opting out of this lawsuit or opting out of the settlement and deciding to pursue their own lawsuit. Now, Megan, what's interesting about this from a legal perspective is that they're alleging things that weren't even alleged in this original lawsuit. I mean, for example, this new case called Fontenot versus NCAA argues that essentially there's antitrust violation collusion between all of these schools in the Power Five conferences to illegally restrict all forms of athlete compensation. So what we're going to see here is if these lawsuits do in fact proceed, number one, does this blow the settlement of $2.8 billion because the colleges don't have an incentive to offer a settlement if everyone's going to opt out of the settlement? And secondly, will these antitrust violations and other allegations against the universities, will they hold water if they proceed to a trial before a jury? That's what we'll be following very closely.
That's what I was going to ask is, you know, how strong of a case do they have on this?
Well, we all know that for years that the college university athletic system has been collusion. I mean, look at the NFL. The NFL had to receive an actual antitrust opt-out provision because everyone knows it is, in fact, an illegal monopoly. And so the allegation here is that NCAA universities are essentially participating in this same anti-competitive behavior because of the collusion of we're not going to pay athletes for essentially their talents and skills in college. So yes, I do think it has merit, but what makes this different is if you can imagine what could be the potential damages and the punitive damages if this new lawsuit called Fontenot versus NCAA is successful, the jury award could be massive. And certainly athletes are entitled to compensation, as we've now established, even at college. But I think more importantly is how does this impact college education if universities are forced to pay out billions of dollars because of antitrust violations? This is very significant.
A longtime employee of the state of Missouri has filed a lawsuit. It accuses other Missouri officials of steering some pretty lucrative contracts to a St. Louis company, Worldwide Technology. Most of us have heard of Worldwide Technology. When it comes to this employee that's filed this suit, Rodney Rice is his name. Does he have standing to file this lawsuit?
Well, Megan, your instincts are spot on, because that's going to be the first issue, is whether or not he can qualify as a whistleblower. He was let go. There are very strict rules when it comes to whistleblower lawsuits about whether they have standing or not. And that's going to be the first issue that will have to be resolved in this lawsuit, is whether he can even actually bring this lawsuit. But let's look for a moment at the merits, because we all know Worldwide Technology, very big company based here in St. Louis area. David Stewart was founded it. In fact, Worldwide Technology is one of the largest privately held companies in the country. And so the allegation here is that Worldwide Technology had been paid $53 million by the state over the past 2 years, even in situations where they weren't the lowest bidder, or they didn't qualify to be a higher bidder, but still qualify because of skills and expertise that allow the state to go with vendors who aren't necessarily the lowest bidder if they can demonstrate those levels of expertise. So this lawsuit alleges that all of those rules were bypassed because of the political donations from David Stewart. So the first issue is going to be, can this plaintiff, Rodney Rice, bring the lawsuit? But if he can, the next issue becomes, is there evidence of that? And that, of course, could be very damaging to both the state and to Worldwide Technology.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure.